Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Solo can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, that's because we've already been here for an hour, right? You look a little tired already.
I think I need another double shot of espresso.
God, I'm telling you. All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about The Brighter Side of Life right here in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad Atkins. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Very good.
Like I said, I think I need another double shot, but I'm good.
Okay. God, I would be like through the roof, you know. And Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing fine with my single shot, but feeling good on Saturday morning.
There you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to make sure that you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of the social nets all the way across. I want to make sure that you are getting our newsletter. Our newsletter goes out to all of our winners and so many more. And we'd love to share that with you because, one, it lets you know all the events that are happening out here and then any event that we're involved in. And so we want to make sure that you're getting one of those and it goes right into your email. And also, if you miss any of our shows, you can go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And we'd love to share all of our podcasts with
you
us
there.
You can
go to Instagram also.
I know. That's where I was looking at Instagram.
You won't hear the podcast.
No, you won't do it. Anyways. All right. So I do want to start off with a little bit of inspiration, positive thought, and happy mind, happy life. That's what it's all about. You got to really be your own producer of your life, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I say laugh.
Laugh.
Even when you don't want to, just
yeah.
laugh.
Okay,
it's
people
contagious.
Are gonna think you're a little crazy when you do
I
that.
Am
but
a little,
no,
have you
any,
met me?
Yeah, I have. I do know you, and I. You know what? It is. It's so true. You just gotta find the, you know, the brighter side of life.
Absolutely.
Because life happens, no matter how you look at
That's
it.
That's one way to put it.
Gosh, I tell you. Well, do you want to talk about our great giveaways?
We have wonderful giveaways, Kim. Famous Dave's 20 years of Texas beef brisket. Done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Also, Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu. It features free range and natural meats along with poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, experience their top tier seafood. Also complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. The Veggie Grill is there for you. They have a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Also, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa, off North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Pete's Breakfast House, have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. There's the Urbane Cafe, a healthy gourmet brunch. They're located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. The Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. You can visit their cocktail bar for a midday lunch break. Town Center Drive in Oxnard. And bring your hubby some sugar. You can do that with your share of Rolling Pin Donuts located on Las Posas Road, Camarillo.
You know what? Let's give away a dozen of those Rolling Pin Donuts right now because I don't want to eat them.
So you were really good. I brought a little couple little tiny cookies. Did you see how tiny they were?
They were, and I said no.
I know. Good job. Good job.
So call us right now, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and email, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. There you go. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to also mention, if you have a business or an event that is happening, give us a call and let us spread the word about it. We would love to do that on all of our shows and of course, our newsletter, our website, and all of our socials. So definitely call us at that number, 805-419-0008. All right, I do want to introduce our first guest, and it is June Sarawattery. I'm going to mess it up. I knew it. I was Sarawattery. Is that correct? June?
That's perfect.
Oh, yay. I love it. I love it. All right. Okay. And I love your book, Behind the Clutter. And, of course, truth, love, meaning, and purpose. And of course, a big shout out to our friend, Becky Kadama, one of my dear friends. And I'm so glad that she shared you with me.
Yeah. Thank you, Becky.
I love it. I love it. So, June, tell us a little bit about yourself. And this is your first book, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and what a great book.
I love how clean it is. White cover.
Well, do you think that goes anything with the... Yeah, there you go. I love it. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about your story and why you wrote this book.
Okay. Well, I'm an actress. And more than 20 years ago, I studied with the famed acting coach named Sanford Meisner. Mm. And he said, acting is living truthfully in imaginary circumstances.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I went on this journey figuring out, like, what's truthful and what's not. And that means I need to be acting truthfully in my real life, right, in order to do that on stage or on TV. So I started going through my stuff, physical stuff, internal stuff. And it's these four words came to me, truth, love, meaning, purpose.
Mm.
And I started evaluating everything with a fine-tooth comb with those four words. And it transformed my life. And, you know, all of a sudden I was in demand as an organizing consultant. And then I kind of walked away from the acting because this kind of took on a life of its own. I was being asked to speak and... then I went on a TV show where I was the organizing maniac talking about this and helping people get through their stuff. And here I am.
Wow. Good for you. What a neat journey. And I love that.
Thanks.
So let me ask you, okay, so your book, Behind the Clutter, what is the clutter? Why do people have such a hard time, you know, deciphering what they're going to keep or what they're, you know, my mom just passed away and I have a whole house full and I never put anything off. I really have like, oh, this is really painful for me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, is it just, it's painful. And I just go, I have to like make an appointment that I got to walk through this.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, condolences to you for, you know, the passing of your mother.
That's Thank you.
Really, it's difficult. And what I would say to you is that, you know, you're mourning and you're grieving, and it's okay if you don't do it immediately.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
I think, yeah, because I want to give you permission, because it really, everybody has their own time and rhythm and being able to process like what happened. I mean, losing your mother, that's, I can't even imagine, you know, I lost my father, but anyway, so I would say, you know, you got to take time out for yourself and get grounded and first understand that you're grieving and it's okay not to just like move to the stuff. Because
right.
then what's going to happen and what I've seen is you just want to get through the stuff and then you might have regrets about what you let go of.
Wow.
You know, that, yeah, because you're going through and you just want to rip through the paint. But what I'm going to say to you and all the listeners is that we're going to say stuff. And I use the word stuff because what happens is clutter is important stuff mixed in with unimportant stuff.
Mm.
See? And in order to distinguish what's important and what's not, you have to sometimes go through the stuff, right? So you're not just throwing it away. So it's taking time out if you're grieving or mourning and you lost your mother. It's taking time out to get grounded in Kim, in Kim's life and what's important, your relationship with your mother, what was important to her, but not holding on to everything that was important to her, but just realizing that she's always going to be a part of your life, the memories that you hold on to and you're carrying inside your heart. So you don't necessarily need to hold on to all the physical items.
That's a great advice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as far as clutter and figuring out what's clutter and what's not, those four words, truth, love, meaning, purpose, are very simple and easy to use.
Right.
And I've used them with kids as young as 3 years old, with families, with companies, and it's truth. You know, what is the truth of the situation? You just lost your mother. It might be too ripe right now to just go through your stuff. So that's the truth. And then truthfully, you know, who are you, Kim? Kim, are you someone, you know, you make memory books? Are you a minimalist? It's just honoring the truth of who you are, you know, and the relationship that you had with your mother.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
No,
it goes deep.
It goes really deep. Yeah. That's, you know, it's funny because somebody said that I should do like a timeline with all my pictures. And I was like, oh, that is way too soon for me to do something like that. You know, from when you're a little baby all the way up.
You know, I've never been a picture guy.
Really?
I have not. My family was, and they have
zillions,
and they're from the black and whites and everything. And then I lose pictures because they don't.
It's not something that needs to talk to you.
It doesn't. It's in my heart. It's the feeling I have when I see the person or the object. That's what it is to me. And pictures just
don't do it.
They don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See,
well,
that's great. It's like honoring the truth of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, and that's interesting because there's some pictures that don't do anything, but it's, you know, I have the pictures that I took of my mom, like that are sitting there every day. I love those. You know what I mean? So you kind of, it's a value. But, you know, and of course, you know, not having, my mom was an only child, not having any more family to go back to.
Yeah.
I'm going to value those pictures now because there's no other story.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's things, you know, and before then, I didn't value them. So if I would have said, oh, done.
But you value the pictures of your mom probably with you more than you would value.
Oh, yeah. Our relatives that I never knew or exactly.
You know, an experience that you didn't have.
Correct. Correct. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that we do have a 6 o'clock show every morning on Saturdays.
Bright and
early. Then all the way till 8 o'clock. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We welcome your calls. We welcome your thoughts. And we're so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way. We are talking with June right now, and we're talking about her beautiful book, Behind the Clutter. And of course, it's all about truth, love, meaning and purpose. And how is your book different from other books that are about simplifying and decluttering and organizing?
Well, first of all, you know, I've been a professional organizer for over 20 years and help people take their life to the next level as a lifestyle coach. But in this book, I vulnerably
open up
my own stuff and I reveal to you, to everybody. I go behind the scenes.
Okay.
And it's like, I could call it Confessions of the Organizing Maniac. But I tell you these stories because I believe that, you know, I've gone through it. I've come out on the brighter side of life, to use your words. And life is amazing. And I've created a life that I love, and anybody can do it. And that's the reason I believe that I was, you know, asked to do this kind of book, you know, another book on just how to put stuff into boxes. So I think that's an easier part.
So, Juna, I'm curious. I mean, as life goes, we add more clutter to it just by nature. What are the signs, maybe for you, talk personally, what are the signs when you notice that you're starting to clutter up again? And how do you start, you know, picking away at it so you declutter your life?
Good. That's a really good question. The signs are that I'm constantly evaluating my physical environment and internally, externally, you know, whether it's through journaling, or I could just look out right now into my spaces and I could see immediately if there's clutter. So I think the sign is that if you start asking those important questions, what's clutter and what's not, what's important, what's not, do I really need this for my journey, for the life journey? Because we're only on Earth for a certain amount of time, the answers are going to come. And they're going to be screaming at you or they'll be whispering to you. But once you start going through your stuff like I did, it might be shouting at you like these photos that you've accumulated, even though it's digital, digital photos, could be digital clutter if I don't have them organized into folders and I can access them easy and effortlessly. So time. If you're wasting time looking for stuff, that's a huge sign that, oh my goodness, I better spend a weekend going through my stuff and getting it organized. So it's a practical thing, right, of saving time. The other thing is mental clutter, emotional clutter, and spiritual clutter. You know, if you keep on thinking about things and it's kind of like on a loop in your mind, you know, something that happened, something that you got to do, I got to write a thank you letter, or this thing happened that really annoyed, you know that that's clutter inside. And what happens if you don't deal with the clutter internally, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, it's going to manifest in the form of physical clutter.
Wow, that really speaks to me. I get that. You know, I'm looking in your book, and it's called The One Rule, Be Your Authentic Self. And so it's all about use it to decide, should I let it go or keep it, right? Use it to decide, shall I attend this event or not? Use it to decide, what is my next step? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, when I teach these seminars and classes, I try to help people figure out like who they are. And even adults, people say, I know who I am. But if you have clutter in your life, I believe that you're not honoring like who you are. And what I mean by that is we carry other people's stuff and belief systems and thoughts and attitudes along with us. And then we hold on to the external stuff. So for instance, if someone told me like, oh my gosh, money doesn't grow on trees, then I might possibly hold on to every single thing that I get because money doesn't grow on trees. And even though I got this freebie, you know, from a company party, I better hold on to that much. So it's letting go of that belief system and saying, you know, I don't really believe that. I believe that there's abundance everywhere and that this mug, I don't absolutely love it. It's not really me, and it's going to have meaning, and maybe it'll serve purpose in somebody else's life. So then I can easily let go of it. So this is about honoring, like, authentically your choices, your unique preferences, your loves, and your passions. And we're all different. And that's why you can't ask somebody, you know, next to you or your spouse or your friend. Only you know inside if that's clutter, because you know that, I'm holding on to it based on fear, or I'm holding on to it because I'm scared to let go, or it's a coulda, woulda, shoulda, have a regret about making a mistake and then maybe ever hold on.
So I have a question. So being that the divorce rate is 50% in the United States, how do we make sure that we distinguish that relationships and we're not just throwing things away because we think it's clutter and it, you know, how do we actually make a relationship work so that we lower the 50% divorce rate and not always, you know, look at it as, oh, well, that relationship's toxic and, you know, I need to divorce him because that's clutter. So where is the fine line?
Yeah, and I know a lot of relationships, you know, I'm also a hair therapist and I know a lot of people like where, you know, the husband or their boyfriend has a, you know, like huge clutter and the other one is really neat and they just can't.
Because I mean, we both have relationships and sometimes clutter transfers over to us and we're like,
my husband can't
be
really
very
sell
easy to
anything.
Just get rid of that clutter.
Yeah.
Meaning the person.
okay. Yeah. But you know, but
we love them.
Yeah. And their clutter.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. God, June, we're going to have you back because we haven't even barely touched this. This is such a great topic.
Right?
God.
That's a whole hour itself.
I know. I mean, because there's different forms of clutter, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. There's, you know, like what you just mentioned, relationship clutter, there's resentment clutter, excuses clutter, broken promises, you know, lack of hope, lack of disappointment, you know, you're disappointed in the other person. You know, you're frustrated. That's clutter. You know, resentment, jealousy, envy, betrayal, woulda, coulda, shoulda, regret, unfinished business, you know, indecision. All that can lead to clutter and can be clutter inside that leads to the physical clutter. And then the external clutter is connected to that, like broken stuff, piles of stuff, unfinished business, things to be repaired, returned, fixed. You know, that's been sitting there for months, stuff that's collecting dust. You know, you haven't touched it, worn it in the last year. So there's a lot. To be able to identify the clutter is paramount. Hmm. And I think just people say, oh, my gosh, it could be so overwhelming with relationships. Let me just address that really quickly. What I tell people is, because I do relationships and love coaching, it's like you got to focus on yourself. First, if you don't have your stuff together, then there, you have no right telling somebody else, right? It's like focus on your stuff. Focus on the areas that you feel that are in your control. Mm. And then let's talk about the two of you. And wow. In the community spaces that you share in your home with your family, okay, you would never go to like a dog park and bring your dog and then they do their thing and then just leave it there, right? Because it's a community space. You would pick up after your dog. So what I would say to, when I say to families or companies, it's like there's community space in the foyer. You don't come home from work and then just drop your briefcase. You don't
come home like that. I never, right? Yeah. Ted could actually relate to that one. Yeah. He works with PawWorks. That's why I'm saying not that he does that, but he could totally relate. Okay. No, but it's rude, and you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, why would you leave your stuff in the common area of your home?
Go.
So I love that. I love it. Where should somebody start? That's all I want to ask you. I want to have you back because we have, you know, other guests that are coming on. But I really want to, this is such a great topic.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so to start with just one. Just one. Because all of a sudden, when you just touch, let's say, just one category of item, whether it's your knife or your fork, or whether it's the pens in your office supplies, or whether it's like your scarves or your jewelry, if you just deal with one category and then you deal with one item at a time and you start evaluating everything with truth, love, meaning, purpose, what happens is that there's going to be a surge of energy and there's going to be a discovery and a revelation that's made because you're going to realize you never asked yourself the question.
Mm.
You never asked yourself, do you love it? Love, love, love. Not kind of sort of like it. Is it truthfully you still today, not in the past? Does it have meaning for you, not somebody else? Does it serve a purpose for me? And am I grateful for this item? And once you start doing that with everything, what's going to happen is there's going to be a revolution that's stirred up inside of you that you're going to start identifying things. And you're going to look at your space and your stuff differently.
Wow.
I agree with her.
Is she passionate or what? I love it.
I agree with her because when I start cleaning stuff, I just start throwing things away. And then you're like, okay, next section. Da, 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 da.
I know. You get empowered.
And you're like, this is great. And then you look. And then when you realize sometimes you threw away a little too much.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, then I'll go
whatever.
Shop.
Whatever.
I'll go
shopping. Exactly. Well, you create space for new stuff, right?
Yeah,
yes, that's right.
And then the universe. You know what, June, thank you so much for being a guest here. I hope that you'll come back and I hope that you'll share all of our shows with everyone out there. I want to find out where my listeners can get your book and get in touch with you.
You can go to my website, junesadawatari.com, or Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you go to my website, it tells you everywhere that you can buy it. But,
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you so much,
June. It was it was wonderful talking with you, and I'd love to have you come in the studio sometime.
Love that.
We have to be really neat, Tom, and you know, Chad. No, just kidding.
I know,
it's like people that come in and get their hair done. They're like, oh, it's not a good hair day. I'm like, I'm not looking. Don't worry, you know. So, anyways, all right. Thank you so much.
You.
All right,
thank
stay
you.
With us. We're gonna take a really quick break, Chad. I know you got something that you want to shout out or give away or what. I don't know.
Let's give a shout out to NABO, National Association of Women's Business Owners. Mission is to propel women entrepreneurs. I cannot talk today.
That's okay. Entrepreneur.
Into economic, social, and political spheres of power worldwide by strengthening the wealth and creating capacity of our members and promoting economic development. If you want more information on NABO, National Association of Women's Business Owners, contact them at NABOVC.org.
There you go. There you go. And you want to do a quick giveaway?
Yeah, let's do a quick giveaway. We have two gift certificates to Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry located at the Promenade at Westlake Village.
Have you ever eaten there?
I have not.
Oh my God, I'm taking you there. Okay. It's so good. Yeah, it's so good.
Call us at 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Name, number, email, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Eldridge on the topic of overindulged children suffer higher rates of mental illness. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here on the 805. We'll be right back.
DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to do a little shout out. Or actually, you know, Chad, you can do a little
shout out. Yeah, Dr. Adrienne Lara, MD, Celebrating Women's Center right here in Oxnard. You can contact them at 805-988-7577. They provide quality health care by integrating traditional and alternative methods of healing for all women out there. So, and they also do men.
There you go. I know. Yeah. So, and of course, it's summer right now.
Right now.
You know, it's funny. They do daddy makeovers and mommy makeovers, right?
You know what? And it's all about just making yourself feel good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the brighter side.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much. All right. Our next guest is Dr. Stuart Eldridge. And we're going to be talking about overindulged children and some of the effects on it. And Dr. Eldridge, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kim, for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and as a pediatrician, what are some of the issues and challenges that you see as parenting? We're talking about kids today, aren't we?
Yeah,
that's
we are.
Funny. It's like it always kind of goes in line, however it is. But what are you most concerned about?
Well, as you said, I am a pediatrician, and what I have seen, I've been there for over almost 25 years now, and when I started, there was always issues, and, you know, parents having to deal with struggles with their children, but it's just been a growing issue of parents struggling with how best to parent their children to avoid a lot of behavior problems and anxiety that we didn't have to deal with as much in the past. We dealt a lot more with just, you know, routine illnesses of, you know, pediatrics and childhood, but now it seems to be a lot more time spent in behavior problems and issues that the children and even the teenagers are having with anxiety and depression and just, you know, social problems and interactions. And there's a lot of different issues that are going on now that we used to not have to deal with quite as much.
Wow. Okay. And so you think that, you know, as we were talking kind of on our earlier show about parents that just want to give, we all want to give our children more than we had before, but that actually might be doing them a little disjustice, correct?
Well, that's true. It certainly is something that we have to be careful about. I mean, we all want to, you know, have our kids be happy and But contentment and happiness not always the same thing, and giving too much too early, and what it sometimes runs into is just even in the form of choices, not just gifts and things like that, though we give a lot of that too, can create a situation for children where they really, they have a number of things they struggle with. I mean, they get spoiled. It's kind of what's called self-centered parenting or child-centered parenting, so that the child really begins to believe they're in charge, so you create behavior problems that way. They also think they're in charge. They get develop some anxiety issues. And then that spoiled behavior, of course, gets them to believe that this is the way life is normally.
Right.
It's all easygoing, and everybody's going to cater to what I need. And that's just, unfortunately, not the reality of life. And that steals some of that hard work desire from them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, I have an only child, a son, and I can see where that can happen. But I also was the youngest of three boys. So I probably got a lot of favoritism. But what it did for me, because I still had to work, there was still a fine line. I mean, I lived on a farm, so I still had to work, but I was given a lot more than my brothers because I was younger, and by that time they're tired. And I was able to articulate myself.
They've worn, you know, your brothers wore your parents
they wore
down,
them
right?
Out. Yeah. So I was given more, but it also, what it did for me was it gave me a voice. I've always been a little outspoken. I don't take things for granted, but I also don't take no very well. And that doesn't, and not in a bad way. If I get told no, I walk away. But, you know, to me, I always believe I have no, so all I can get is yes. So that's how I run my business. That's how I run my life, you know. But so I think there's a fine line. I think everything in moderation.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now what about kids that think that, you know, they deserve it? What's the word? What?
Well, I think
entitlement.
Entitlement. Thank you. That was the word exactly.
I think we all have a little entitlement.
Well, I just see. I don't like that.
I don't either. But you telling me out of your four boys, you don't have one that has at some point had entitlement.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just don't think that that's right. I think that we all deserve our best, but we have to put our best out there too.
Absolutely.
So, but there's a lot of kids, and I think that's what's really changed now is what do you mean? I deserve this, you know? Well, yeah, you do, but.
But it's also access.
Exactly.
I mean, access is so, you can access anything now. So of course they think.
24/7.
Well, it does create a lot of, you know, issues. Not, and it's actually what we've seen a lot more in adults now, because they kind of develop struggles with relationships when they're too entitled. I mean, everything has to satisfy me, and if it doesn't, then I move on to the next relationship. So it affects jobs, it affects marriages, it affects my work ethic and my desire to work hard, because I deserve to get paid well, even if I don't, you know, work hard to get there. And those kind of entitlement things, if we start too early, giving them so many things that they don't have to do anything, like chores. You know, if you think about it, I mean, chores are great, but they also are very helpful, because they help children to invest in the family. But if you're paying them for everything they do, and you're overpaying them for a little bit they do, then they believe that's the way it's done in the world. And that's where you can be very careful as a parent.
Yeah, and now, you know, also, it's kind of like American Idol. I remember watching it, okay, and there's kids on that come on there, or somebody comes on there, and we're like, did their parents say that they, you know, were they one of the kids that got a trophy for everything, you know? Mm-hmm. What about, you're not really, that's probably not your best thing, but I can tell you all your other gifts, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because your kids can't be good at everything.
That's true. And I really struggle with the giving of trophy for everything you do. You know, I think that really creates a false sense for children, you know, that, and I know all the logic behind it, you know, with they don't want to be a loser, you want to be a winner, but it also steals a little bit of desire to push themselves to work hard, because the next time you can, you know, get the trophy. So if everybody gets a trophy then with no effort, then there's no reason to make an effort.
I'm curious, where did that come from, that everybody gets a trophy now?
It actually came from helicopter parents.
That's interesting. Yeah, I never even thought about that. I mean, where did it,
Because I didn't.
My parent, my child could do no wrong.
I was not good at sports. Yeah. That was not my strong point. I didn't get an award.
Right.
It came out of child-centered parenting, which is a long story. It came out of the 70s, and then things were changing over from being authoritarian parents to being, you know, child-centered parents, or what we call permissive parents. And that came out of that, and as it got worse and more, these parents became where everything had to be okay for my child. There was no disappointment, no discomfort, no. So they, you know, they would argue with teachers about lowering the grades. They would make sure that they got a trophy for every time they played. They'd also, these are the same ones that when you go to a birthday party, you know, every child has to get a gift, not just the child that's having the birthday.
That happens.
The cake and ice cream's not enough. That happens now a lot because they didn't want their child to suffer any, you know, disappointment that it wasn't there. They weren't special enough.
And even in a family. So, Chad, it's your birthday and I'm your sister, okay? But wait a minute. I'm going to feel sad because it's not my birthday and you're getting all the presents.
Maybe I'm playing with too many puppies. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Tom, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was kooky.
I know. It's like, well, nuts. Guess what? Today is his special day, right?
It's not Christmas, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and I think it goes back to just the parents and how we, you know, I mean, so we're setting our kids up for disaster in a sense, right?
Yes, we are. And it's sad because these children really struggle with relationships, because it goes back to the me-ism thing instead of we-ism. They don't learn preciousness of others.
I like that, me-ism instead of we-ism. Yeah.
They need to learn how to appreciate the successes of their siblings before they can actually appreciate a relationship or a success of a colleague or a spouse who's, you know, working hard and doing well, and that they can celebrate their wins instead of feeling jealous about it. And all those things get developed in the home, where you teach your child to celebrate somebody else's special day. It seems like a small thing, but it really is important to teach children what I call the preciousness of others.
Wow.
You know, where you really think about somebody else as much or more than yourself, and that's valuable in relationships.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? Will you stay with us? We're going to take a really quick break, and
sure.
I just want to find out if you could give us some final advice to give to our parents so that we can do a good job with our children. So, okay, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to do a really quick...
Yeah, we have our final two giveaways. We have Famous Dave's 20 Years of Texas Beef Brisket Done the Right Way on Seaglass Way in Oxnard. And Lore Fish House, experience their top-tier seafood experience, complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street in Ventura. We have two gift certificates for each of those. Call us at 805-419-0008 and give us your name, number, and email, and somebody will call you back.
There you go. Thanks, Chad. All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show, In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day?
without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number. When you hear all these great things that we are giving away or all these events that we are a part of, we want to hear from you. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, your email. And right now we're talking with Dr. Eldridge, and we're talking about overindulged children. And so I wanted to ask you, and thank you so much for staying on with us. Mm-hmm. Sure. What final advice would give parents who want to do a good job? I mean, we all want to do a good job, but we sometimes just don't have the tools that we've learned.
Well, I think that's true. And really, what I try to teach parents is that, you know, you need to look at your parenting just like you would look at any other thing that you want to do well at. That's why the book that I wrote is called Passionate Parenting, A Guide to Healthcare Professionals. Okay. And it's a guide to healthcare professionals, but don't let that fool parents, because any parent can read it. Actually, I've sold more to parents so far than healthcare professionals. And I just wrote it that way to try to get healthcare professionals on board and helping parents more with their parenting because of the struggles I see. But in the book, and I talk about why I named it Passionate Parenting. And if you think about it, anytime you're passionate about something, you'll do three things. You'll spend your time, money, and energy working to be the best at whatever you're passionate about, whether it's a sport, whether it's a dance or music. You're going to do your most and spend your most time, money, and energy trying to be the best at it. Well, people don't think about their parenting that way, but should.
I love that.
Parenting's hard work.
Yeah.
It takes time, money, and energy. And so you really need to teach yourself to be an effective parent.
All right.
You know, there's books out there. I mean, my book is
Where do we find your book?
You can get it on TatePublishing.com. That's who published the book for me. There's also on Barnes & Noble, and it's on Amazon.
Okay, great.
And I have a website called Passionate Parenting.
Okay.
It's called Teach Passionate Parenting. The website's called teachpassionateparenting.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can get the book through that. And I've also got a number of teachings on there. I've talked about a 10-part series, How to Build a Strong Family.
Oh, wow.
I've talked about the 5 parenting styles. And so things that you can learn about, are, am I using this kind of parenting style that's good, or am I using one that's not so good with my family?
Wow, I love that. Okay, we'll have to have you back and talk about how families, you know, because
yeah.
I really think that there's so many avenues to what we're, you know, doing with our kids and our future. And so
yeah.
I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you share our show with everyone.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be glad to.
You got it. All right. You have a great day.
All right.
We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, Ben Unseth just walked into our studio. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
There you go. And of course, you are from Project Understanding. We're going to find out a little bit about your grand opening, right? Your new location. And you guys do such a great job. And of course, that's happening June 30th.
July 7th,
but RSVP by then, right? July 7th, 5 to 7, and that's right over off of Johnson Drive. And so there's going to be lots of surprises. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. And so thank you so much for joining us here. Chad, do you want to talk about the brunch that's coming up?
Yes, join me and Paul Works at Westlake Village Inn for the Barks and Bubble Champagne Brunch. Breakfast at Sniffany's. You're going to have a great day, treated to cocktail hour with unlimited mimosas, live auctions, speakers such as Rebecca Corey, founder of Stand Up for Pits, and a sit-down brunch and specialty items. Dress casual and come and join us. Get tickets at barkinbubble.org or just go to paulworks.org.
There you go. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And I hope that you get our newsletter. Also, follow us on all of our social, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those places. And also, if you miss any of our show or you want to hear it again, go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show and listen to our podcast and subscribe to it there. You'll get them all downloaded in your smartphone. You'll be able to hear all of the everything that's going on. I do want to introduce Ben Unseth, and of course, he is from Project Understanding. And thank you so much for being here. And tell us a little bit about Project Understanding.
Project Understanding is in the community to provide hope by developing and directing resources for the purpose of transforming lives and community through justice, mercy, and compassion. So we transform lives one at a time.
And I love what you do. I love it. I was the MC for you guys. And
yes,
you know, of course, you're up there as tears are rolling down. You do that too, right? You know, but oh my God, the stories and the how many people that you've helped and the triumphs and how they've gotten back on and now they're helping other people. That's what it's all about. And I love what you guys are doing. I know that you have your new location that is coming about and that you guys are celebrating on July 7th. 5 to 7, right over here on Johnson Drive. Let's find out a little bit about what you're going to be doing there.
It will be a great evening. We are moving from downtown out to the east side of Ventura. And we've been working on the west side of Ventura County for 39 years. But being on Johnson Drive is just going to be incredible. So that evening, we will start at 5 o'clock, and at 5:30, we'll have a ribbon cutting. So come on out and meet our county supervisor, Steve Bennett. We'll have mayors and city council members there. We'll have, you know, all of our board members will be there. Tons of volunteers will be there, other great community leaders, chambers of commerce from Ventura and Camarillo. We want you.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to be there, definitely. Now, I know you need everybody to RSVP so we can know how many people are coming, right?
We want to make sure you have some good food to eat when
there
you come.
You go.
So please RSVP by Tuesday, and that will be most helpful. And to RSVP, the best way to do it is if you go to, you can look on our Facebook page, and you'll see a nice entry to RSVP. Or you can go to the new projectunderstanding.eventbrite.com. That will be a great way to do it. That's the new projectunderstanding.eventbrite.com.
Perfect.
And your Facebook page is Project Understanding, is that correct?
It's just Project Understanding.
Perfect.
Perfect. I'm glad you said that. So can you tell us a little bit about the history of the program and how it came to be?
Well, July 7th will be our 39th birthday.
Wow.
We started July 7th, 1977. And some local people, it was actually local congregations that came together, and they said, how can we help the vulnerable, the marginalized in our community? And
wow.
So that's what we've been doing ever since then. And what that has evolved into is programs, especially in housing our homeless neighbor, feeding our hungry neighbors, and tutoring kids to just change the entire arc of their future.
Right. And so food pantry, let's talk about that.
The food pantry is month by month will help provide extra groceries for almost 300 families. So 800 to 1100 people month by month. So people come in, you know, mom or dad has lost their job. They need a financial bridge to help them out till they get life back together.
Yeah, because life happens.
Oh, yeah. Right. Or there's a health crisis in the family.
Yeah,
and
you don't plan for those kind of things. And
Do they have to call ahead or contact you on your website to be able to do that?
Just come on in and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. are when the food pantry is wide open. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What is a First Step Center?
Well, and that's where people start when they walk in the door. So they get a personal interview with a volunteer or staff member, and we find out, what's your situation? What do you need? What do we have that we can help you with? Or what do you need that we can refer you to somebody else for? So you're not calling all around the county looking for help. We know who has what most folks need.
Wow. Okay. And then, also you have the tutoring. Talk to us about that. That's interesting that, you know, you have tutoring. And is that to help them get better jobs?
It absolutely is. Yes. So kindergarten through fifth grade kids who are working below their grade level in school. They've fallen behind, and their teachers send them to us, because if they fall behind, then, you know, what's going to happen in middle school and high school?
Well, and they're set out to be discouraged. They set out to be, you know, yeah, to not fail.
Well, they're set up for failure.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And they never realize their potential. The confidence just goes away. And, you know, if they're wired to have some kind of professional or academic vocation, they need it to get back on track.
So how many kids do you see?
Week by week through the school year, we help out more than 300 kids.
Huh. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's amazing.
And most of it's done by volunteers. We need help, people to step on in for an hour in an afternoon or 2 hours in an afternoon, one day a week. You will change some kids' lives.
And you do it all on your new facility? Is that where you do
it? The tutoring happens all around the community. So Ventura, Satakoi, El Rio, Oxnard, Santa Paula. We have 11 sites, and we're opening a 12th site this fall.
Wow.
That's great. Oh, wow. With so many things. Homeless to home. Let's talk about that.
Where we were downtown was a great place to be because, you know, the largest center of homelessness in the city of Ventura, it's down the parks, the beach, Ventura River. But another big area of homelessness in the city of Ventura is the Santa Clara River bottom and out by Victoria and Johnson and Montalvo.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now in a place where there's lots of homeless neighbors that need help. So our first week we opened the food pantry, people already started walking up out of the river bottom looking for help. So we will build trust with them day by day, month by month, and we'll help get them housed. So in the year 2015, we had 238 homeless success stories.
That's amazing.
Scores of people we got housed, scores of people we kept housed through case management. It's
wow,
incredible.
You guys are doing such a great job. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Ben Unseth, and we're talking about Project Understanding. I'm in awe. You know, I mean, there's so many great foundations that are helping people, and we just need to get the word out about them. How can our listeners get involved?
Most of our work is done by volunteers, you know, people who are listening to us right now.
Correct.
So Monday through Friday in the mornings, if you're a morning kind of person, we run this food pantry, and we need help interviewing people, or we need help running a grocery store without a cash register. If you know, working the food and the shelves, would love to talk with you and see if that would be a good fit for you. If somebody likes afternoons, we need help in the tutoring. It's usually 3 to 5 p.m. in the afternoons. Or if somebody just likes doing administrative tasks, we desperately need help. You know, that can work in mornings or afternoons.
You know, and you're running a nonprofit. I can say it's like any other business. You need everything.
Right.
I mean, we definitely, you know, need volunteers, because then you don't have to pay, you know, a salary to somebody. So it always saves money, and we're able to give back to the community whenever you don't have to pay a salary. So volunteers, if you know, IT, you know, accounting, anything you can think of, if you have a business, you can definitely help.
We would love to talk with you. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us a little bit about your event and your evening ribbon cutting, of course, by the Camarillo and Ventura Chamber, correct? And of course, that's July 7th, 5 o'clock to 7. What are we going to find that night?
Oh, there's going to be lots of great food there. We have some great community sponsors that are helping us with food. I know Jersey Mike's is coming on in. Papa John's Pizza from Camarillo is helping out. Nothing But Cakes is helping out. I'm sorry, I think I'm missing a few others.
That's okay.
So come
go
on
over
in.
There and see and
you'll
find
have some
out.
Great
yeah.
nibbles. You will meet some great people. Take a tour of the food pantry and the First Step Center. We're eager to meet you and hear your questions about what's going on in the community, and a lot of us know somebody who's going through a rough patch that could use some help. So come out and see how we work, and then you can send us your friend.
There you,
know,
you go.
You know, and I'm a true believer that, you know, our community is only as strong as our weakest link. And if we're not helping our weakest link, and I'm not saying that the homeless are the weakest link, but they are struggling. And if we're not helping them, and we're not, you know, helping the kids who need tutoring, or the women in Tender Life Maternity Home, if we're not helping the less fortunate, then we're doing a disservice to ourselves.
I totally agree. Now, again, for the food pantry, when is that, if our listeners right now need something, or when do they come there? What's the times?
Every day.
Really?
Monday through Friday, we can easily receive donations 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, you know, we always need fresh veggies, fresh fruit, because unfortunately in America, some of the greatest nutritional problems are among our people who have the financial struggle. So, and month by month, we have a target food. So in addition to fruits and veggies, in July we're looking for rice and beans.
So people come and bring rice and beans to the food pantry?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, again, Beth and Seth, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what you do and, of course, what Project Understanding does. I do want to give out your address, and that's 2734 Johnson Drive, Suite E in Ventura, correct?
That's
correct. All the way up this end now, right? And, again, if anybody can make it over there, definitely RSVP so that they can make sure that they have equipped enough of everything, right? And all you need to go to is the new projectunderstanding.eventbrite.com.
That's terrific. And would encourage people to check us out on Facebook at Project Understanding. And if you like Instagram or Twitter, it's project_805 area code.
There you go. All right. Well, again, it's been a great show. Lots of good stuff. And I just say, you know, go do something for yourself and someone else. It makes you feel so much better to give of yourself. And that's the best gift that anybody can give. Mm. And so, again, I thank you so much for being part of the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. If you can dream it, you can do it. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you, Chad, Tom,
Thank
and
you.
Ben, and all of our listeners out there. I hope to hear from all of you. And again, I look forward to talking with you next week. Happy 4th of July. Be safe and make sure your pets are all taken care of and your children. So with that, we'll talk to you later.